ॐ शान्ति
ॐ शान्ति।
सद्गुरुवार के दिन आप सबके स्नेह भरी यादें लेकर
On the day of the Sadhguru, carrying everyone's loving remembrances of myself, as I reached the subtle region, what did I see? There was a very high mountain in the distance. And I was moving towards the mountain. I then saw a place at a high distance. That was in the form of a lighthouse, a large room in the form of a lighthouse. And rays of light
और आसपास स्थानों पर गोल्डन किरणें
गोल्डन रेज ऑफ लाइट वाज स्प्रेडिंग फ्रॉम दैट प्लेस टू द माउंटेन इन अदर प्लेसेस एंड इवन
अलग-अलग प्रकार के
विद इन द गोल्डन रेज
अलग-अलग प्रकार के डायमंड्स की चमक और ही
देयर वर डिफरेंट कलर्ड रेज ऑफ लाइट स्पार्कलिंग लाइक डायमंड्स।
उस समय के बाद
After a while, I noticed Baba coming from a distance. It was though Baba's face was appearing from within, from the center of a sunflower. As Baba came closer, there were many, many children along with Baba. Baba said, Child, what were you looking at?
ये स्थान तो इतना सुंदर जिसमें इतनी गोल्डन लाइट निकल रही है।
This place is so beautiful from where golden light is emanating. So Baba asked me to look at it closely.
Transparent कमरा होता है।
So the place, the room was a transparent area. There was a larger light and then smaller lights. On the top of this room was written, become equal to Brahma Baba. When the children, Baba started explaining, when the children make effort, they experience themselves to be equal to Brahma Baba. And that light then spreads in all directions, the light of all the powers spread in all directions which you saw now. After a few seconds, I noticed that the transparent room was moving downwards and the light emanating from it was also becoming a bit dull. There was a lot of fluctuation. So Baba then said, look at what's happening. These are my beloved children. They're making efforts with a lot of love in order, and they're also experiencing themselves to become becoming like Father Brahma. But while moving along, the threads of subtle bondages don't allow them to fly high, and these bondages attract them towards themselves. So what are these subtle bondages that come in front of the children? One is the bondages of our own thoughts. Why? What? How is it going to be? What is my future? The children have these kind of thoughts and they start moving around in these thoughts. They get trapped in it. They don't realize how these thoughts bind them with subtle threads. They want to fly, but are not able to fly. Secondly, Baba said, the children have the happiness of making spiritual efforts, but then at times then they become a bit slack looking at situations. And so the higher they go, because of these situations being affected by them, they fall down very hard and then they become disheartened. Thirdly, Baba said, instead of living with consciousness of self-respect, they go, they chase after respect from others, they get influenced by situations, and then they bind themselves again. Just as Sakar Baba did not allow any bondages to bind him at the end, no matter what came in front of him, Baba remained detached and yet loving. Similarly, time is showing the children various scenes, circumstances also coming in front of the children and making the children sway from one side to the other. So now, according to the time, whether it's towards the self or whether it's for someone else, don't allow the thoughts of why, what, how to come to your mind. Watch every scene of the drama as a detached observer. Be detached and yet loving, and then you'll be able to experience a stage equal to the Father. Baba immersed all the children in front of him. Baba was giving drishti to all, and as Baba gave drishti, it was as though Baba was in front of each child. Just as they say, just as they show Krishna in front of each gopi. Baba then said, you are honoring the Avyakt month, you honored the Avyakt day yesterday. So there should be the experience that Baba is with each child and Baba is holding on to your hand and making you move ahead. Baba is holding on to your hand and is taking you to great heights. So always remember that my hand is in the Father's hand. Baba's hand of blessings is above me as can be of protection. And I've seen blessings from Baba. So filling myself with all powers, I have to spread rays of light to all like the Father. Baba continued saying, you are dearly beloved children, you have great love for the Father. And Baba himself is bound in this bond of love with the children. Whatever thoughts the children have, Baba will definitely give the return of that. The children should also experience it for yourselves. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.